Paul, with the optional skate today, same skaters as last game?
Yes.
Hellebuyck in goal?
Correct.
What's the biggest challenge when you face this red-hot Washington team coming off the successful game that you guys did 48 hours ago?
I think separating the two, Carolina, you know, we were good and they had an off night. And it ended up to be a big score. You watched their game last night. They got back to their game. And we have to get back to the starting point of the Carolina game, not the end point. Skill level, as we know, and the cohesiveness now of this team. I mean, they've played together for a while. They've got lots of experience in how to play tight games, and certainly a skill level on how to find your weaknesses and find your open ice, and they're patient with it, right? They know they've got lots of confidence in their offensive game. So get back to square one for us. We've got to defend very well tonight. We did a real nice job against Carolina of not overplaying the puck against a team that checks well and knocks pucks down. Washington has a different style maybe of defense, but the idea is the same. If you're soft with the puck or with your decisions, they'll counter on you very quickly.
How's Brad Little handled the transition back to the wing?
It's been great. You know, it's been nice in terms of running on the bench. You can run that face-off unit either side in your own end, and you've got really strong draw men there. Really good. He's been just an unheralded pro in our room. It's not an easy thing to ask him to do what we did over the last 2 years and play with two very, very young players that have unique styles. They're hard to read off. But he had played there in the playoffs last year, enjoyed it, because the other two guys are going to work as hard as he does. So he's been good.
What did you do better on the power play last game?
Oh, I think it will go back now 5 or 6 games. It's just in general, we're just quicker on it. You know, we're back to the right pace on our power play, and that opens up lanes. Just these guys, and it's true of Washington, they don't need 2 feet of ice to make their play. They just need a little bit. So we've gotten a little bit quicker with it, and the plays that are there, we've used.
With 4 weeks left in regular season, what's the one thing you want to see your team improve on the most or work on?
See, if I fire that out, then it's going to get measured in Canada, right? You understand how that works? So if I tell you, so we've got 2 or 3, I would say, defensive areas, and one we have improved on in the last 2 or 3, maybe a little longer than that. Keep in mind, our team's changed a fair amount over the last, with Dustin out and then losing Josh, but bringing some new players in. So there's 2 or 3 defensive things we'd like to improve on, and I think we're going in the right direction on them.
Joe Morrow was out there in a non-contact, but right. That's the first time he sort of joined the whole group, or what was the group?
So it was a non-contract practice, right? We're just shooting pucks, so he jumps in now, and I don't know when he gets that sweater off. Not until we get back to have a full practice. We won't have one tomorrow. So the challenge for Joe and for us now is in this schedule, getting him back into a practice when we probably won't practice again till we get through this block of games, which is another 2 weeks.
And on that front with Dustin, who of course went back, what does that mean maybe for him and his window?
It didn't change anything. It just, he was where he was supposed to be, skated, had a feeling in his injury that the medical staff, they might be able to thought they could improve with a little different treatment. Something popped up and said, hey, we can handle it this way, but we got to send you home to do it. And we were all for it. So nothing really changed. But he's still got to get back on the ice. And now this is a long block of hockey. I think he played about 37 games for us this year. He's closing in on half a season missed. So the runway back into the lineup may be a little bit longer.
Is there a benefit to that, though, that when he does get back in, maybe you get a much more rested Dustin Byfuglien without the grind of a regular season?
We think there's a couple of almost no with Dustin. So he's a unique guy. I don't think he fatigued over the year last year. He's such a powerful man. The positive there is any time he's come back off injury, there really hasn't been a lag time for him. He just kind of gets back in and plays like he did from the day he went out. But the bump for us, aside getting, I think, our highest paid player back, is it's a trade, right? It's a trade deadline. You bring in an A defenseman. I won't tell you what hole he's playing in. You bring in an A defenseman that... And we feel the same way about Josh. So we've got two real fine defenders that will come back into our lineup and make us better.
What have you been learning learning about Kiselevich? I mean, you said it's limited practice time. We have him around.
Yeah, we liked Bogdan last year, so we were interested in bringing him over and having him play for us. And he signed in Florida. I like the way this back end is played. I think there's a big upside to Sammy Niku playing in games at his age, Bo getting a chance to play and get to know his new teammates. But Bogdan is a real strong pro, so in the meetings early on, he said, you know, and he's been true to it, I'll work as hard as I can every single day, and I'll be ready when you need me, and I understand my role. So he's been great. You know what? He's a version of Dmitry in some ways. He can move the puck, right? But he doesn't mind banging. He doesn't mind being a little physical. He gets into the corners hard. I would just say he's an intense defenseman. There's not a... I don't know that you can label him as a pure offensive or defensive guy. He's kind of a two-way guy.
And he's a guy, Paul, that as you head in towards the playoffs, I mean, 10 is the number that sometimes gets thrown around, right? That you need 10 NHL defensemen to kind of make a good run?
We've got a big group now here, and still Tucker Pullman available to come up if the Moose doesn't make the playoffs. So we'll have really strong depth on our blue line for sure.
To finish TV, one question. So I'm sure this has been asked many times. I apologize for that, but...
Lights went off.
About Patrick. Now that he's scoring a little, getting points again, what is he doing differently from when he was in his last 15-game drought?
So the offensive part is aside almost, but his all-around game, his 5-on-5 game. He's physical now. So when you play with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler, you will get a little different offensive look. He's got the puck and he's passing now a little bit more because it's the right play. But he also knows that he's playing either against the other team's best checkers or the other best players in the world. So he's really, really stepped up his 5-on-5 game, the physicality, and just running his routes. He's almost a far more patient player now. He knows he's going to get some chances playing with those two guys. So he's settled into a nice 5-on-5 game.
Why did you decide to move him to the top line?
Well, we had had it on our board for probably 3 weeks prior. We were kind of waiting for his game to get going. We wanted to put him into a situation where he was just starting to feel good and then go with those two players. We had been winning through January and got into February and struggled. So we just kind of got to the point there wasn't a loss to us putting him there. Kyle Connor developed there. We put him in and his game developed. Nick Ehlers developed there. That's where he learned to become a really good pro, and it was just Patty's turn. The two men that he plays with, Mark's got such a fantastic hockey IQ, and Blake's pace, his energy that he puts in the game. Those are the two best mentors that we have in terms of developing your game, and it was time.
Is he answering to the call? Is he delivering?
Yeah, I mean, there's yes is the simple answer. He has played like those other two kids when they go there, played very, very well in that hole.